This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. It's a Monday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
65 degrees right now. It has been raining since the day we were born.
Yes.
Right. When is it going to stop? Are we not out of water?
You would think by now.
Bro, I'm driving in this morning at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and it was coming down pretty good when I left the house. It was like sheets of water. Sheets of water. I was hydroplaning all over the place, and that never happens. You know, my Honda Pilot.
Oh, sturdy as a mountain goat.
Normally, that's how much water. I was floating. I was floating, Tommy. I believe we've hit the hottest it will be all day, but we're not going to get lower than the 60s. Just bring an umbrella and some booties.
So Pat can laugh at you.
Yes.
Because if Pat sees an umbrella, he finds it wildly entertaining.
Have you not heard of a hood?
Hood of what? What, a cloth?
Hood of what?
That's a cloth hood. Is that going to protect you from it? It's going to get wet and soggy.
I mean, how long are you going to be out there?
I got a soggy hood.
I don't want a soggy head. I want a nice dry head.
Okay, yeah, no, because we got to protect that head. We don't want it to get any worse than it actually is.
I worry about my head.
You know, Kimmy, Tommy and I, we have more experience with marriage than you do.
Sure. And yeah, we're always, a couple more years on me.
We're always looking out for you and your relationship.
Okay.
Right? And if there's one message that you should follow this morning, pick your spots, baby.
Yes.
Know when to open your mouth, know when not to. Know when to take a risk when you're going to confront your spouse about something.
Okay.
Tommy, you were having a wonderful lunch with your wife.
Yeah. Sent out the little outside dining yesterday on the canal.
Ooh.
Lovely day.
So you were outside.
Right.
But all of a sudden, this beautiful outside afternoon turned scary.
Yes. Because all of a sudden, we had to go inside.
Ooh, the storm roll through?
No storm. Actually, it was a pretty pleasant day.
Oh.
It was a little overcast, but cool, breezy, nice.
Okay.
A bee showed up at our table.
Just one bee.
And when my wife sees a bee, we're done.
So you get like attacked by a swarm of bees. We're talking a bee.
Lone wolf bee.
Okay. Well, it's more of a lone bee.
Yeah, lone bee shows up, and my wife ain't playing. Because it's by the food, and then all of a sudden, a napkin comes out. And she's like Sean McDermott trying to like throw a penalty flag. It is all over the place.
Did you see that rule they changed over the weekend, Kimmy, where coaches throw penalty flags now instead of the referees?
Whatever you call those goddamn things. You get my point.
Right.
So like I'm going, hey, will you stop? You're going to knock. I don't want to be wearing your Diet Coke. So I end up, I killed the bee. I don't know how I did it. You know, it was one of those things like timing. Boom, I nailed that son of a bitch.
Big, strong man.
Did you do it with your fist?
No. Took the napkin.
Look at you.
Dead. We're cool. Right. We don't have to go inside. As soon as I kill it, second bee shows up. Like they were waiting.
They're like
it was a tag team off
the ropes. What
did you
do to my friend, bitch?
Yeah. Here comes second bee. So now we end up just picking up our stuff and going. We don't even ask.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're just going inside.
Okay.
We'll find a place to eat because we can't do this.
All right.
So. But the bee took over our meal.
But you said there was a reason why your wife was so nervous about the bee.
Well, my wife always says, like, I'm allergic to bees.
Mm-hmm.
But she's never had an incident where she got stung and went to the hospital because of the bee.
Okay.
So I think she thinks she's allergic to them. She doesn't like bees.
But there must
like
be a reason why she thinks she's allergic. Is she allergic to other things?
I don't know.
Okay. It's your wife. What do you mean you don't know?
I mean, no. She doesn't have any, like, nut allergies or, like, dude, you were talking like tomatoes or all that.
So she's never been stung by a bee in her lifetime?
I'm sure she's been stung, but I said, when you got stung, what happened?
Yeah.
She goes, I had a reaction, but you didn't go to the hospital. I mean, everybody, you get stung, it gets irritated.
Yeah.
But like people that legitimately could die like that kid in that movie, no.
Well, there's different My Girl references.
So,
yeah. Like
I couldn't think of it. I kept saying like the one with Billy Crystal.
He needs his glasses. The one with Billy Crystal. That's City Slickers, you idiot.
Yeah, that's all I can come up with.
Much different movie.
Didn't Curly die from that?
Yeah, they never found his gold because he got stung by all those bees. What is Kimmy's not getting any of this?
Right, I completely, yeah. So I don't think she's allergic.
All right. So
not to that degree.
I cannot believe you just said that out loud because you were tiptoeing it. You just went for it. I think you're lying about being allergic to bees.
I think she thinks like
well, there's probably like different levels of reaction if you're allergic.
Yeah, ow.
So, no, she
oh
may
my
have
God.
More
this
severe,
movie ends horribly for that child.
She may have a more severe reaction than the average person. Doesn't mean she's going to die.
But she thinks she's going to die.
Okay.
So, well, but why chance it if you're not sure? Right?
The plates were picked up and we went inside.
But you weren't happy about it to the point where
you...
Well,
no, who's happy? I'm sitting... I just got a beer. I'm comfortable. You know, once you get set, like, you know, like, I just... You know, if you just started eating, nobody likes to get up once you're locked in.
Honey, we're going to risk your life because I'm set. I got a beer and we're set. I feel comfortable. If you die by bee, it's the way it was supposed to be.
I had, like, this killer Mediterranean salad I'm digging
here,
man.
We could still eat it inside.
Okay.
It's better on the canal.
I got inside at home.
So here's the thing. You also have outside at home.
I know.
Yeah, true.
All right. So there are times in a marriage where you feel like you finally have to like stand up and say something, right? Things that happen so many times that you think are ridiculous. You go, hey, listen. Right. Honey, I love you, but blah, 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 blah. I could die from allergy. Personally, would not be a hill I want to like climb and stand up and yell.
You know
on.
How I feel about allergies.
Yeah, but you never know.
But they're so overblown, man.
But here's the thing. Like,
the
you were married to somebody... that had a really severe allergy to the point where she couldn't walk on a beach.
We were so close.
But like you, I would think like you having that experience, you would take allergies super seriously.
I kind of thought she was BSing that one too. Turned out she was having heat stroke. This is my second wife.
Yes.
My first wife was allergic to chocolate.
But like the fact that you thought your second wife was BSing, and it turns out she absolutely was not.
She had a heat stroke.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that would
from the ocean reaction.
That would also lead me to believe that you would be more cautious moving forward. Like
it didn't take.
Being ignorant and stupid is one thing. And it's amazing how you could be both ignorant and stupid at the same time. Like, you're so ignorant, you are stupid while being ignorant. But the fact that you didn't learn a lesson, right? Because there are guys listening to the show that have been like, oh, that's stupid. And then they watch it happen and they go, oh, my God. And they change the way they think for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
You are such a special brand of idiot.
Yeah. My groove is cut.
Like, no way.
I ain't getting out of this groove, baby.
Like, God forbid.
What?
God forbid you say that to your wife. You're not even allergic. She gets stung by a bee
that's
and
I mean.
Something
terrible
happens.
I wouldn't
want to
take that chance.
But, like, if somebody says, well, I'm allergic, my thing, wait, well, what happened when you got stung? Mm-hmm. And they go, well, you know, not really much. It's not like I really got an allergy.
But even still, even if she wasn't allergic, like getting stung by a bee isn't fun.
No.
Right? Like that's something like if you could avoid, you would.
No, I'm kind of with him on the staying outside for the bee thing, though, right?
Like, yeah, but you hate outside.
I do hate outside, but if I'm already set, like I'm kind of.
I said, you're locked in.
Okay, no, I'm not on your side. Don't you dare try and grab me and pull you over to your side. What I'm saying is, if there's not an allergy situation, it's just one bee. We can eat around one bee. It's not that big a deal. Like my wife and daughters flip out.
Every woman I've ever been with is anti-bee, except my niece who raises bees, and she's probably scared of them. But you're right. Every time a bee has showed up in any woman I've dated, it's complete chaos.
Bro, I watched you react to a mouse in this room. Ooh. I don't know if we can throw stones here. You put your feet up on your chair.
All I did was daintily put my feet up on the chair.
I mean, can't be Mr. Tough Guy right now.
It was not a good day for your masculinity. It was not.
In these shoes, I can't.
I can't get mouse prints on my shoes.
Yeah, there are nice shoes, you know.
252 to BCMF, 252-9263. Tommy and his wife go out to lunch yesterday. Beautiful on the canal, sitting outside, having delicious meal.
Mm-hmm.
Bee shows up. Tommy kills it because he's a man.
Mm.
Second bee then shows up.
Wasn't ready for second bee. I already wasted the napkin on the first bee.
His wife freaking out because she said she's allergic to bees, to which Tommy replies, no, you're not. Shut up. Because, like, I don't know. I'm at the age now, and I figured you would have been here, too, with all your experience, you know, being married and everything, where if I'm going to say something to my wife, like, that's wrong, or no, you're not, or whatever, I have to flash forward to the moment if she's right.
Yeah.
Right? And how it all plays out. And in your scenario, if she's right, and you go, it has you in an emergency room with something you'll never live down for the rest of your life. Like, that will be a story she tells everybody that comes over to your house for the rest of your life. Every time a bee shows up, she'll be like, remember that time you said I wasn't allergic and we ended up in the emergency room and they're sticking 40 EpiPens in me?
Here's the thing. You know, I talk a lot of crap on my father, but I do have some of my daddy in me. And one thing I do have is that I'm an underreactor when it's not about me. And I know that's bad, And I got to work on that, Pat.
Work on it? You're going to die soon. What? How much time you got left, man?
I don't know.
You're running out of runway here.
But, yeah, I'm like, relax. Relax. It's nice out. I got grilled eggplant over here, man. I don't get this very often. Now I got to bum rush inside, look for a table to sit at, like we're Mary and Joseph.
Were you the only ones that went inside?
No. No, yes, yes. There was an old couple out there, even older than us, believe it or not. wearing my hat.
I let you know you made the right hat choice.
They stuck it out, but you know, they were getting close to the end there.
But you know Mary and Joseph went outside. It's the opposite of Mary.
I thought they were in the manger.
Yeah, but outside, yeah.
They didn't have a roof?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I thought it was like a utility shed.
Yeah, but they didn't have any room inside, so they were outside utility shed.
No, but like you're going table to table looking for a room at the inn, I guess is my point.
Shut up, you. Jeez, what's funny about the whole father thing, right? Like, I understand.
Well,
everybody's
got their parents in it.
Sure, sure, sure.
And you don't get all of it out.
No, I get it, right? But, like, it's one thing to, there are three kinds of guys, right? There are guys who never realize that, and they just because they're their parents for the rest of their life, and it's not good. There are folks who realize they have that, and then do what they can to make themselves better.
Sure.
You're a really unique kind of individual.
What's that?
Who sees that terrible thing inside him.
And I fight it.
No, but you're not, though. You're just like, how it is. My dad's an idiot. Also going to be like him and not fight it at
Listen,
all.
Listen, man, sometimes you can't fight them genes,
you
bro.
You accept it.
Well, sometimes some of that stuff just hardwired in, and don't spend your entire life trying to defeat something that you can't beat.
What the hell are you talking about?
Some things are just like, they're just there. They're hardwired into your head.
No, that's like male pattern baldness and, you know, congenital heart defects.
And yes, alcoholism.
Sure, fine. That's fair. Being upset that your wife doesn't want to die via B is not one of those things. Like, what is wrong with you? You're right.
That is something you can change if you wanted to.
God.
We're trying.
Like, if you have a genetic cholesterol problem, fine. I get it. This is not that.
But you get your personalities from your parents. We all do.
Yeah, sure. But you pick and choose when you get older. I mean, yes, because you just admitted you saw the flaw in your father that you see in yourself. And you go, bam, what are you going to do? This is how I am. Don't try to change me, man. Like, all right, Kimmy.
Yeah.
When it comes to your husband, I mean, you're not a good bug person either, I'm assuming.
I mean, yeah, I'm probably not the best bug. Anything that's like flying in my face, no.
Come on.
Like a bee? You know how it kind of just like attacks you bees, and then it goes away?
You did this.
You did this.
No, you did it.
You did it.
You. You is you.
Your weird ass mind went there.
Do you make your husband kill bugs for you or do you handle your own dirty work?
I would say for the most part, I make him do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially stink bugs. He's on stink bug duty.
Number one villain of the summer season are stink bugs in my house. My wife will tell me where it is and then stand back with the dog and watch me kill it.
Well, you're not supposed to smush it, though, because then it attracts more stink bugs. So you got to lightly pick it up with like a
cloth. But you got to, and then I flush it. Because I used to put them outside, and she goes, no, they'll come back in. So
you
I have
waterboard
to flush.
The poor thing?
Yeah. I'm Dick Cheney when it comes to that crap.
Will you, if there's like a spider in a room your husband's not in?
Spiders don't bug me because the spiders catch the stink bugs.
Thank you.
So I leave the spiders.
Okay.
He'll like vacuum up the spider webs, and I'm like, no, keep it there. It catches the stink bugs.
You keep spider webs in your house?
No.
Like
she wants them gone too, and I made that pitch.
Caught them before, so I'm like, just leave that there.
But they're like nature's exterminators. They'll take care of business. The cat eats the mouse. But she still doesn't want it, so we even flush the cats. Everything down the toilet. No, she wants it all out. She goes Gambino on this stuff.
I want him dead.
I want his family dead.
So, like, if there's a stink bug in the other, your husband's in the other room, you will call him to take care of that stink bug for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Right. It's just weird how we as a society have decided that's an appropriate thing. Because that I have a problem with. If there's a spider, spiders aren't going to hurt you. They're not going to hurt you. My wife hates spiders. Yeah. If she sees a spider, if I'm downstairs, she will scream bloody murder. I will run upstairs to make sure she's not, like, bleeding out on our, bathroom floor. And she'll be like, a spider.
Well, you're disappointed because she's half Jamaican, right?
Yeah.
And I always figure if you live in a tropical climate or you were raised around parents that were, they're pretty nonchalant about bugs.
I guess it's a woman thing, not a cultural thing.
So do like women in Jamaica flip out when they see this stuff, or is this just like a comes again. You grew up with it. It would be more natural.
I don't know. Her aunts and cousins from the island, they're pretty tough. I don't think they would do that. I'm very scared of them.
Yeah.
Very intimidated.
So they ain't taking no lip off of no bug.
I don't think so.
Or they don't even probably care about a bug.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. But I have to go get them. And I don't want to kill the spider either. I just bring them outside.
Yeah. Yeah. Gently.
But she gets mad at me. Like, same thing. She wants me to kill the spider. Mm-hmm. And she gets same
smash
argument.
It.
They'll get back in. But, like, you know, there's a billion spiders.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Say that we had an ant in our house the other day. She was kill it. I go, you know, ants.
There's many more where that came from.
There's gajillions of ants
yeah, they
everywhere.
Yeah, they have friends.
Thank you. All right. So I guess the moral of the story is, one.
Eat inside.
Okay, that's a good one. Mm. Two, don't tell your wife she doesn't have an allergy if you've never seen what happens. And three, it's our job as men to handle the bugs.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everybody thinks they're an animal expert.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that is more common, Tommy, when they're animals that you see around you on a regular
basis.
Yeah,
you're kind of familiar.
Yeah, I mean, so, but here's the thing. What? We're not familiar with these. 95% of people are not familiar with these, but you see them on the side of the road, behind fences when you're driving by, and you go, oh, okay, that's fine.
All right.
These are not animals you hear about attacking people all the time.
They're genteel.
Yes, but I don't know if they're out walking around, if I could just walk up to them and everything will be just fine. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF on Friday.
Yeah.
There was a hubbub at the Ontario Thruway Rest Stop on the border of Monroe and Genesee Counties.
Okay, what happened?
9 cows escaped from a local farm.
And they ended up at the rest stop?
Yes, they were walking around the rest stop.
Okay.
And
do you think they know they escaped?
The cows?
Yeah, or are they just like, hey, we can wander farther today.
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, did no, they like actively try to break out?
Okay, so there was that one story we had last year of that cow that had got loose on the west side. And that cow seemed like it was actively running away from people.
Yeah.
So maybe they do know that they escaped.
Okay.
So the cows went to the rest area. They saw the markup on the fast food and they went back to their farm. Right. And that was the end of that story. No. So the 9 cows were just wandering around.
Yeah.
Folks got out of their cars and were taking pictures and walking up to the cows.
Like petting the cows and doing selfies.
No, I didn't see petting cows, but I saw people close to the cows.
Right.
Kimmy, it says members of the facilities team helped get the cows back to the farm from which they escaped.
Mm. Yeah.
Does that mean people who work for the state?
That's what I sounded like it.
So you had to herd them back?
But it also sounds like, if that's the case, does that mean people that have no cow experience were just like...
Figured out a way to... I wouldn't know what to do. Like, I wouldn't know how to direct them.
You say yah for horses. You don't say it for cows.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Yah.
No, it's a horse. See, now all the horses are running towards you. You got a problem.
What have you ever seen them round up a herd of horses?
What do you mean?
You're on the horse, herding the cow.
No, you say yah to the horse, so the horse runs. Yah!
You say it to the cow.
No, you don't. No one's ever yahed a cow ever.
I think you're wrong. I think you got to ask backwards.
Okay. Because there's also
you're
horse.
You're never going rustling with me, bro.
There's also horse situations where you go, yeah, when there's no cows around because it makes the horse go. Yeah.
According to movies.
Your wife is a horse person.
Yeah, she was.
Why don't you call her right now? Ask her where what is and what is not, yeah, appropriate. So, like, I don't know if I should be impressed by these facilities workers being able to run up these cows or if that's just something we would all know what to do in that situation.
Well, apparently we don't.
No.
Well, I don't know. Like, do we, like, go hand by hand and be like, ah, not yeah, whoa.
Like, would they just move if you walked up? Because it doesn't seem like they really, you know, move for much.
Right. Can you push them?
Push a cow?
I don't know.
I mean, you could tip them, but that's not going to help your situation.
Yeah.
Like, do you grab them by the collar and lead them back?
Probably grab them.
Do they have a collar?
I think they have a collar.
No, because what do you put the bell on?
The bell? What are you doing, man? What are you, nursery rhymes? They don't have bells on them.
Says man who goes, yah.
The bell would drive that poor cow nuts.
I thought they still had bells.
No. Ain't no damn bell on a cow.
I don't know.
That's like nursery rhyme crap.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I guess the big question is this.
What's that?
Can a cow hurt me?
They can kick you.
Yeah.
Because when you go to milk them, you have to approach them from the side, not the back, because they can kick you.
Gotcha.
Especially when you get up underneath there and you got a handful. You got to be really careful.
Are we still talking about cows?
No, I'm talking about your mom.
Okay, great.
I always bring a stool and a pail.
Kibbe, cows look gentle.
Yeah.
But they're also huge.
Yeah. Yes. So my...
No, they're like a cow.
One of my husband's coworkers has a farm, and he invited us to his farm out in Chilai to pet, like, the big furry cows, the Highland cows.
Okay. Mm.
And like I was like, yeah, that'll be fun. And then, like, the closer I got to these cows, I got scared because they're just so big. You know what I mean? And I'm like, to your point, I'm like, can it, like, knock me over? Like, well, how does that work?
But he's... Did they warn you?
Yeah, I mean, they basically say, like, you know, if it comes up to you and, like, it's, I don't know, kind of like nudging, you could just kind of, like, push it and it goes in a different direction.
Oh.
But I don't know if that's every cow or if that was just these cows, but they were pretty gentle. But to your point, like, they can easily knock you over without doing much.
Yeah, God forbid you push the cow with an attitude problem.
Yes.
Badass cow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he'll yaw you right back. Yaw yourself! 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about these nine cows that escaped a local farm near the Ontario Thruway rest stop on the border of Monroe and Genesee counties. Some facilities workers apparently got them back into the farm, but as usual, because there's animals out, people are out of their cars taking pictures, walking closer to these cows. You know, what stories like this always have in common are how nonchalant people are going up to animals in the wild that are just chilling.
Yeah,
or
I don't know if I'd approach a cow without any assistance. No,
but
without that, somebody that knows what they're doing.
This is that time of the year when you watch the news and you can see people like out at Yellowstone.
Yes!
And you'll see them like going
They'll go up
to these.
The buffalo.
These horned buffalo that are the size of an SUV.
So there was an 80 or something year old woman last month.
Yeah.
Who was gored by a buffalo in Yellowstone.
It happens every few months. You hear a story about it.
Oh, yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
How do you live to be 80-something?
I don't know.
With that kind of common sense?
She's got to be off her meds.
Her buffalo meds?
It must be. Because, like, you would think, being on this planet this long, you know, don't F with that thing. They're not nice.
But, I mean, I don't want to F with most things, right? Like, deer look like the deer are very gentle, right? I don't want to get near a deer.
No.
That
got teeth?
Like, well, I'm not worried about the teeth. I'm worried about the hooves can slice me open, right?
Yeah,
those things are sharp if they get going. Like, what? I'm afraid of every animal.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hurt the animal, but I don't want to get near the animal.
Yeah.
Unless it's a government-sanctioned animal petting event.
Do you know the difference between a cow, a bull, and a steer?
No.
I don't either. And I cut meat for 15 years. So I don't know.
A bull and a steer aren't the same thing?
Well, bull got horns.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a bull.
Bull, like you see, like, matadors and all that crap.
All right, so bull's got horns.
So you know that one, do not F with.
Okay.
Steer, I don't know.
What is a steer?
So a steer, that's a beef cow.
Okay. So that's a dude cow?
Dude cow. It's got, you know, all this stuff.
Okay, gotcha.
And then that's your lady cow.
Lady cow.
That's your milker.
Okay.
So steers and bulls are both male cattle, but they have different physical characteristics and behaviors.
So is the steer less aggressive than
Seems
the bull?
Like it.
He might be castrated.
Okay. Yes.
And then the bull got a full set.
Wait.
You know a lot about this.
Well, he did cut meat.
Yeah.
And it's just been a long time.
They let him take home all the bull testicles he chopped off.
No, the steer testicles.
Same thing.
You know those?
Bull testicles until they became steer.
They're called mountain oysters and they're not bad.
You did not eat bull testicles.
Did you
testicles.
Try it?
Yeah, but you've spent time in Kentucky.
Yeah, well, Rocky Mountain oysters is what I thought they were called.
Same thing. Yeah. But they're tasty as hell.
What do they taste like?
It's an experience. Uh-huh. You know, I could help you out.
Really?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, it's just so funny you're bringing this up, man.
What is that?
I just got into the testicle game.
You brought it up, but go on. So where would this testicle game be?
I just set up a killer little kiosk in a bedroom.
What's it called?
Uncle Tommy's Old Time Mountain Oyster from my balls to your tongue sauce.
Have you really had them?
Yes.
What do they taste like?
They just taste like beef. It's like if you ever eat beef heart or anything like that, it all just kind of tastes like beef.
Okay. Like, and you were aware of what you were eating?
Yeah.
And it didn't freak you
out? Yeah, that would ruin... I feel like if you just knowing what it was, you wouldn't...
It wasn't bad.
Ugh.
I was with that fiance at the time.
It must have pissed you off. Really, you'll have these?
Was it expensive?
I don't know if she was paying. I was broke.
I didn't know if it was like a delicacy.
No, there's no such thing as a delicacy in Kentucky.
I don't know, there's some weird stuff.
Yeah, but it ain't a delicacy. Mm. You know,
by the way, bull testicles would be a delicacy?
I'm asking.
Give me more money for these testicles, please. You know, going back to the story about the cows getting loose at the rest area on the thruway, right? It's a funny and cute story for one very important reason.
What's that?
These cows, Tommy, they made it to a thruway rest area, which means they were not all that far away from the thruway.
Yeah.
Do cows cross the road?
Well, I always thought they had fencing up, so I guess if they get out, they can.
Yeah, right. But they're not. They're like not afraid of the road, are they?
I don't know.
Or like,
I mean, they don't experience it. They probably don't know what the F it is.
Have you guys ever heard of a cow being hit by a car?
No, I mean, I almost hit one time in Florida.
A cow?
It was in a They were
a Florida cow.
It was where I wasn't supposed to be. Yeah, very uneducated. Yeah,
because like. If these cows didn't show up at the rest area, they could have wandered across 90.
Oh, yeah.
And you could have had someone.
You would have been like, what the hell?
Oh, you're both. You and that cow are a goner.
Right? 70 miles an hour blasting a cow in the middle of 90. And you're right, Kimmy. You wouldn't even know what you were looking at.
Yeah.
There's no way. You would think you're hallucinating.
Why? Yeah, like if you saw it in the distance, why isn't that deer moving?
There's nine giant white deer standing on the side of the, in the middle of the road there. I mean, thank God it all worked out the way that it did.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the cows were attracted to the smell of the rest area?
Well, maybe. I mean,
they're not meat eaters.
Well, you know what I did find out? Cows like peppermints.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, so I don't know.
Like it's the candy?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like a little treat that gets them to like move around. I don't know.
Peppermint?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think.
I wouldn't think so either.
There you go. For a peppermint cow factory today. I don't know.
Because why would they be attracted? Because the rest stops cooking meat.
That's what I mean. That would be deeply disturbing.
Yeah.
That's your cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And you're walking, what's going on over here?
Even your milk products are in there. Everything about you is in that joint.
Do you think if cows knew that we were taking their milk for ourselves, they'd be upset? Like, I get they'd be upset about, you know, us killing them and eating them.
Well, what do they think we're doing with it? When we're pulling thousands of gallons out of this joint.
Yeah, that's a good question. Do they realize what we're doing?
They don't realize it. Bro, they got a brain the size of an avocado.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there are some animals that are very, very smart. Like, there was a story last week that said horses, for example, can plan ahead and come up with, like, schemes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like,
what are they waiting on?
You wait, bro.
Planet of the Hooves?
Say y'all one more time. See what happens. Do it. Say y'all. Say y'all. Do it. You won't.
So I figure like pigs are supposed to be super smart and you can train them.
Okay.
Like a dog.
Yeah.
But I think that's about it.
Well, no. I mean, there are some dolphins maybe smarter than us.
I ain't buying that dolphin
You
crap.
Ain't buying dolphin.
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, I understand they're like smart for a fish, but don't expect too much.
They are mammals.
Yeah.
Like us.
Yeah, like killer whales, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, they're hungry. They'll figure out a way to eat your ass.
All right. I mean, there's been videos of whales participating together in tipping over boats that they're pissed about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, these things are smart.
Yeah, to a point. Yeah.
Did you see Blackfish? I think killed that one guy.
Oh, that poor thing.
Take that. You know why?
Why?
Yawed at him. Yeah. If you were tuning in Saturday night to see Josh Allen.
Yep, and I did.
You were disappointed.
I know.
But after what happened, that was 100% the right call.
Oh.
Because we are now at a point, before the season has even started, Bills fans are chewing their nails down to the skin as player after player is leaving the field with the help of a trainer.
So that banged up where they may not come back or what?
You're hanging out in the break room. That's just Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Your Buffalo Bills get their first win of the preseason over the Steelers. A 9-3 barn burner last night. Saturday Night Live right here on 96.5 WCMF. Josh Allen and the starting offense were supposed to get about a quarter and a half of work.
Mm-hmm.
That was the plan.
Yeah.
That plan changed on Saturday. Storms rolled through Pittsburgh, soaking the field.
Yeah.
They were worried about Josh getting hurt, so they sat him down. The Bills also had spent the week, Tommy, in Pittsburgh practicing against the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
McDermott said that Josh looked good enough in those practices. He was fine with him not playing on Saturday.
Okay.
And it turns out, I know you were pissed when you turned the game on.
Well, yeah, I was expected to see a little bit of, a little action.
You didn't want a Mitch Trubisky revenge game?
I guess I didn't know what I wanted.
They made the right choice because as the night went on, the Bills' injury problems, which are already prominent, kept getting worse.
Who got banged up?
Well, we just brought up Mitch Trubisky.
How bad?
He left the game with a knee injury. No timetable on that right now. Did you see anything about his knee, Kimmy?
I have not seen anything yet.
Okay. As of right now, Josh Allen is the only healthy quarterback that started training camp on the roster.
Who's?
Shane Buechele. He played in the first game. He got hurt. He was released. They brought in Ben DiNucci.
DiNucci.
He played the second half of the game and a little bit of the first half yesterday. Yeah. But now that Trubisky went down, you may have to go find a second backup to sign, depending on how bad his knee is. New wide receiver, Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
All three of those guys went down?
He had a neck injury that looked kind of scary at the moment. All the players came out on the field.
Yeah. When I always panic when the guys start, forming a circle and taking a knee. It's like, uh-oh, That's not good.
So he left with a neck injury. Turns out it's just a sprain. No timetable, but it's not as bad as everybody thought it was going to be. Defensive tackle, Austin Johnson, a free agent signing who's going to factor into the D. He went down with a calf. Quentin Morris, Bills fans know him well. Tight end, he suffered a shoulder injury. And rookie edge rusher, guy who's been getting a lot of talk in camp, Javon Solomon, he had a calf as well. He went down. Right. Why, Kimmy, does this keep happening?
I don't know. I mean, is this a unique thing to the Bills? I guess I haven't been paying attention to other teams, but it seems like a lot. It seems like more than the average preseason injury list.
How does Kansas City not have any of this? Like, Mahomes is literally throwing balls behind his back, having fun.
By the way,
it's almost like a carnival atmosphere. And this team can't get out of its own way.
Well, I mean, preseason doesn't matter. That's why Mahomes.
That's
how do they don't get
like
banged
that.
Up?
They do. No, they do get banged up.
I saw the stars on the field.
You're talking in preseason?
Yeah.
That I don't know. Because it's not like the Bills practice. They don't have hard camps.
I mean, it seems like they're being really, you know, cautious with everything. Right.
And McDermott, for being an old school coach, I mean, he's really into the sports science and the timing and like the nutrition and all that stuff, which should be helping this. I mean, I know, like you said, Kimmy, every team deals with injuries, but it does feel like the last few years, the Bills, not only in camp, but throughout the season, just get decimated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's not forget the last game the Bills played last year, they were starting a linebacker who hadn't played a down of football all year and was sitting on his couch 2 weeks before.
That was the Kansas City game?
Yes.
Last game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's just the Bills being unlucky or if there's some factor that they're doing differently than other teams that isn't like, you know, preparing these guys for game action. I don't know. I have no idea why it seems like they struggle with this every season.
So it's obviously McDermott's head as well, because not only did he sit Josh down, you know, Matt Milano, Bills linebacker, tore his bicep in practice last week. He's out until best case scenario November, maybe until December. They held out other starting linebacker Terrell Bernard. And when they asked McDermott why, I'm paraphrasing, he said, "I don't want to tempt fate."
Okay.
Right? Like, we're not going to put him out there. So what he saw as his two most valuable players, one on offense and one on defense right now, held him out.
All right, so they have one more preseason game?
Yes.
Yep.
Who's going to show up for this if he's not going to – if he's playing the save game? Yeah. Because it's got to be nobody.
Well, so that creates a very serious discussion to be had here. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Josh Allen has gotten, what, 2.5 series with this offense?
Mm-hmm.
Every receiver is brand new except for Khalil Shakir. Do you go into the season with the mystery hanging over this team's head?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're not cold. They're playing in practice. They had that joint practice against the Steelers. Are doing
11-11. Yeah, but I would say that even when, you know, Josh Allen was in, we didn't see much. I don't know how much of a, you know, tune-up you're getting being in for just a few series.
Okay. So then you would start Josh Allen on Saturday?
I think I would.
Home or away?
Home.
Weather's going to be nice.
Maybe.
I think it's supposed to be pretty nice.
Okay. I mean, I trust you.
Yeah.
So you put them out.
Put them out there long, but I think no.
No,
I don't want it.
Yeah, I guess if you've gotten this long, what do you think you're going to get out of it? Putting him in for a couple of series, he's not going to get anything out of it anyway, except you're risking his ass.
I used to love the preseason. I loved the preseason when I was a kid because you get all these great stories. You know, guy was working at FedEx, now he gets an opportunity. Right. He's going to make the team. Mm-hmm. Every second that Josh Allen is in a preseason game, I want to throw up. Every single second. And when I popped that game on Saturday night and I saw Mitch Trubisky take that first snap, I'm telling you, I have not been that happy in months.
All right.
And I don't know if that's an indictment on my wife and family, but it's how I felt. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. So would you would start him?
No. I mean, based on what you just said, why would you? Yeah. What are you going to get out of it, even if he plays a quarter? Is that going to make a difference in the season?
Hold on, because we were talking, I forget who we were talking to last week, where we brought up, you know, they weren't playing well in the preseason last year, and I said everything was okay, and you were like, no, they went out laid an egg against the Jets, and you're
I would think this is less about Josh Allen, more about just getting the receivers used to Josh. I mean, I don't think Josh Allen needs to be out there, to your point. Like, the guy knows what he's doing, but you have all these new guys that he's going to be throwing to. I would just think, like, to try to build up that chemistry as much as possible, he plays a little bit.
All right. Now, I don't want to alarm anybody. Going along the line of Kimmy's point here. In two preseason games, the Bills have yet to score a touchdown.
Okay. True.
33-6.
Tyler Bass, MVP.
He has not missed a field goal yet, which is good.
And he's kind of shaky, right? Because they were talking about that.
He was towards the end of last season in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, by the way, it wasn't all bad as we're talking about this 9-3 Bills barn burner in Pittsburgh. By the way, won both halves of betting on FanDuel.
Look at
I
you.
Have reached the point I'm betting on preseason football.
Ooh, that's fun.
That's a little desperate, but great.
Well, we got one. So
just getting warmed
now.
Up.
Stupid. The defense looked great on Saturday night. Right. Specifically, Greg Russo.
Yeah, he was everywhere.
Groot. He was on the field for 7 pass plays, and he got a sack on 3 of them.
Yeah, he was all over.
Domination, man.
Very good.
And like we said, Bills kicker Tyler Bass went 3-for-3 in bad weather. But the best story of the evening on Saturday may have been Bills linebacker Joe Andreessen.
Got to root for that guy.
Joe Andreessen?
Have you heard of him?
I have not.
Okay, so he went to high school in Buffalo. And he grew up a Bills diehard. Mm. He played his last year of college football last season at the University of Buffalo.
Oh.
He was brought in during rookie minicamp as essentially an extra body, and they gave him a tryout. And he impressed enough where they brought him to training camp.
Okay.
And thanks to injuries and the worry of injury, he just brought up.
Look, for sure.
He played essentially the entire game.
Yeah.
And?
Small school kid. No one wanted him as an undrafted free agent. He was all over the field all night long.
Oh.
He looked like he belonged. I mean, look.
Kid's hungry.
A couple of months ago, which is weird because his mom's house is right down the street.
Yeah, you would think she'd see them.
There was no way this kid was making this team a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's still a long shot,
yeah.
But he could very well be a member of this practice squad, get a chance to get better and make this team down the road.
It's a great story for the town.
Playing for your favorite team.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's so rare to end up in the same city you grew up in as a fan of that team.
Like, I know like it's incomprehensible for most of us listening.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Kind of lack of talent. But like, I don't think I'd be able to do it just because, like, when I looked down and I saw the uniform, I'd be, oh, this is so cool. Like, I'd be distracted.
You'd get overwhelmed with yourself.
I'd be distracted by my pants all night long. Look how blue the pants are in prison. Check them out.
Imagine when they, like, present you with the helmet.
Outside of, like, somebody like Pete Rose, has that ever happened?
Oh, yeah, it happens.
Like, where you grew up and you played in your whole... I mean, he was a star, obviously, but I mean, like, it's got to be super rare.
Naaman Roosevelt, wide receiver for the Bills about 15 years ago, he did the same thing.
There's Buffalo kid.
Yeah, there's been a couple of Buffalo kids that end up
in
there.
In bigger cities, I would imagine it happens more often.
And it happens with the Sabres all the time. Guy we had in here, Patrick Coletta, grew up in Buffalo, drafted by the Sabres.
Right.
I mean, it happens a lot. It's more than you'd think.
All right.
But, like... It has to be harder on him to make this roster, and I think that's what makes what he did on Saturday night so amazing, only because the rest of the young guys fighting to make this team can just show up to work, make it a job for him, right? He's got a dream scenario that he has to now focus on not getting caught up in. He's got friends and family at every single game, right? Because these preseason games could be the only ones he ever wears a uniform, right? And... You have to be distracted yourself, standing on the sidelines, looking up at the Jumbotron, right? Josh Allen was the quarterback for the Bills when he was in high school. You're now sharing a sideline with him.
Yeah, that's true. Guys that you watched growing up.
You were 15 years old walking into that stadium to watch McDermott in his first season.
Yeah.
And now he's your boss.
Yeah, it's going to blow you away. But at least if nothing else happens, man, you have that memory.
Okay, see, that's loser talk right there. That's,
I don't know. I don't know if that would mess with you more because you were almost there.
But,
or if you just never did it at all.
But 20 years from now, you run TV in an NFL game, even if it was preseason.
Yeah,
you had
local TV, though. Local broadcast.
No, but it was also carried on the NFL Network.
Not locally, though, because it was all on the local broadcast.
See, it's guys like you to ruin the experience.
No, but here's the thing. Look, I'm with you. I'm with you.
You didn't sound like it.
Well, no, because like we don't think we can make the NFL.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we can.
Okay, so like just getting to that point would be like awesome.
It's insane.
For a guy who has that dream and believes he can do it, Kimmy's right. It would be more cruel to get that close, especially with the game he had on Saturday night. He feels like he can play in the league.
So you're saying it's going to haunt him now for the rest of his life if he doesn't make it.
It would haunt me.
Yeah, because think about it. How could you ever go to a game as a fan again?
Good call.
I wouldn't be able to. I think I would just be done with football forever. Because, again, it would just be weird. Like, I was once on that field, and now nobody cares about me. You know what I mean? Now I have to buy a seat.
So it's torture.
I don't know. I think it would be for me.
Unless he makes this roster or makes the practice squad. Do you live with your mom if you make the practice squad?
Where else are you going to go?
I don't know. You can get your own apartment.
Yeah, but how much do you get paid on a practice squad?
Six figures, like 150.
Yeah, I'm moving out, six figure.
You want to Google it? It might even be two. You want to Google what the
like
practice
minimum
squad is?
Practice squad?
Rookie minimum practice squad.
$200,000.
It might be. Yeah, the NFL makes a lot of money. Don't know if you saw.
I didn't think like the schlubs got that.
Yeah.
I know Schlubby kid gets 200
grand. But it's week by week, so you could be released from the practice squad, and then your paychecks are gone. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you're locked in for guaranteed.
You don't get it for the year.
What is it?
The minimum salary for a practice squad player in 2020 was 8,400 per week, which totals to 142,000 and then some for 17 weeks.
So every year you're in the league, the minimum goes up.
Sure.
So like there are guys that are making $500,000 on NFL practice squad.
Just itching their ass.
Well, I mean, you're getting the team ready and you're there.
You're, bro, but I mean,
you're still putting your body out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Come on.
What?
I mean, that's sweet bread,
no,
man.
It is.
Just being jerk side guy.
Okay, but let's look at what happened with Buffalo the last couple of years. Like, for example, as the Bills were going to the playoffs, they had to bring on several guys from the practice squad. Hey, by the way.
I was going to say, there's a more updated number here. As of last year, it was 12,000 per week, which is about 216,000 for 18 weeks.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
If I'm on the practice squad.
Yeah.
And then I get called up because somebody got injured.
Yes.
And then I start playing. Let's say I play four games.
Mm-hmm.
Do I get a raise?
Yeah, you get
as
every
a starter.
Game, every game you play that week, you get the league minimum. Mm-hmm.
So then I'm a starter.
Yeah. Oh. Well, not a starter, but
you, well, I get a nice bump.
You're on the roster.
So you got to be praying for injuries.
That's a good question.
Ooh. Well, how could you not? Because you get your spot.
But then you also, like, let's look what happened with the playoff game, right? Like, you brought up a bunch of guys that were on the practice squad all season. Here's your opportunity against the greatest quarterback maybe that's ever lived on national television in primetime. Go.
But I'm also thinking I'm getting this.
Yes, yeah, but that could be the only this you get because
you, screw it up.
You just got thrown out into the wolves and maybe you weren't ready.
But that's the gig, right?
Man.
Take the money.
All right, the Bills' final preseason game this coming Saturday against Carolina Panthers, the annual Panthers game. And please no Josh. Please no Josh.
All right.
No Josh.
All right.
If you were tuning in Saturday night to see Josh Allen.
Yep, and I did.
You were disappointed.
I know.
But after what happened, that was 100% the right call.
Oh.
Because we are now at a point, before the season has even started.
Yeah.
Bills fans are chewing their nails down to the skin as player after player is leaving the field with the help of a trainer.
So that banged up where they may not come back or what?
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. Your Buffalo Bills get their first win of the preseason over the Steelers. A 9-3 barn burner last night. Saturday Night Live right here on 96.5 WCMF. Josh Allen and the starting offense were supposed to get about a quarter and a half of work.
Mm-hmm.
That was the plan.
Yeah.
That plan changed on Saturday. Storms rolled through Pittsburgh, soaking the field.
Yeah.
They were worried about Josh getting hurt, so they sat him down. The Bills also had spent the week, Tommy, in Pittsburgh practicing against the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
McDermott said that Josh looked good enough in those practices. He was fine with him not playing on Saturday.
Okay.
And it turns out, well, I know you were pissed when you turned the game on.
Well, yeah, I was expecting to see a little bit of, you know, a little action.
You didn't want a Mitch Trubisky revenge game?
I guess I didn't know what I wanted.
They made the right choice because as the night went on, the Bills' injury problems, which are already prominent, kept getting worse.
Who got banged up?
Well, we just brought up Mitch Trubisky.
How bad?
He left the game with a knee injury. No timetable on that right now. Did you see anything about his knee, Kim?
I have not seen anything yet.
Okay. As of right now, Josh Allen is the only healthy quarterback that started training camp on the roster. Shane Buechele. He played in the first game. He got hurt. He was released. They brought in Ben DiNucci.
DiNucci.
He played the second half of the game and a little bit of the first half yesterday. Yeah. But now that Trubisky went down, you may have to go find a second backup to sign, depending on how bad his knee is. New wide receiver, Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
All three of those guys went down?
He had a neck injury that looked kind of scary at the moment. All the players came out on the field.
Yeah. When I always panic when the guys start, you know, forming a circle and taking a knee. It's like, oh, that's not good.
So he left with a neck injury. Turns out it's just a sprain. No timetable, but it's not as bad as everybody thought it was going to be. Defensive tackle, Austin Johnson, a free agent signing who's going to factor into the D. He went down with a calf. Quentin Morris, Bills fans know him well. Tight end, he suffered a shoulder injury. And rookie edge rusher, guy who's been getting a lot of talk in camp, Javon Solomon, he had a calf as well. He went down.
Right.
Why, Kimmy, does this keep happening?
I don't know. I mean, is this a unique thing to the Bills? I guess I haven't been paying attention to other teams, but it seems like a lot. It seems like more than the average preseason injury list.
How does Kansas City not have any of this? Like, Mahomes is literally throwing balls behind his back, having fun.
By the way,
it's almost like a carnival atmosphere. And this team can't get out of its own way.
Well, I mean, preseason doesn't matter. That's why Mahomes.
That's
how did they don't get
like
banged
that.
Up?
They do. No, they do get banged up.
All right. I saw the stars on the field.
You're talking in preseason?
Yeah.
That I don't know. Because it's not like the Bills practice. They don't have hard camps.
No, I mean, it seems like they're being really, you know, cautious with everything.
And McDermott for being an old school coach, I mean, he's really into the sports science and the timing and like the nutrition and all that stuff, which should be helping this. I mean, I know, like you said, Kimmy, every team deals with injuries, but it does feel like the last few years, the Bills, not only in camp, but throughout the season, just get decimated. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's not forget the last game the Bills played last year, they were starting a linebacker who hadn't played a down of football all year and was sitting on his couch 2 weeks before.
That was the Kansas City game?
Yes.
Last game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's just the Bills being unlucky or if there's some factor that they're doing differently than other teams that isn't, like, you know, preparing these guys for game action. I don't know. I have no idea why it seems like they struggle with this every season.
So it's obviously McDermott's head as well, because not only did he sit Josh down, you know, Matt Milano, Bills linebacker, tore his bicep in practice last week. He's out until best case scenario November, maybe until December. They held out other starting linebacker Terrell Bernard. And when they asked McDermott why, I'm paraphrasing, he said, "I don't want to tempt fate."
Okay.
Right? Like, we're not going to put him out there. So what he saw as his two most valuable players, one on offense and one on defense right now, held him out.
All right, so but they have one more preseason game?
Yes. Yep.
Who's going to show up for this if he's not going to – if he's playing the save game? Yeah. It's got to be nobody.
Well, so that creates a very serious discussion to be had here. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Josh Allen has gotten, what, 2.5 series with this offense? Mm-hmm. Every receiver is brand new except for Khalil Shakir. Do you go into the season with the mystery hanging over this team's head?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're not cold. They're playing in practice. They had that joint practice against the Steelers. Are doing
11-11. Yeah, but I would say that even when, you know, Josh Allen was in, we didn't see much. I don't know how much of a, you know, tune-up you're getting being in for just a few series.
Okay. So then you would start Josh Allen on Saturday?
I think I would. I think
are they home or away?
Home.
Weather's going to be nice.
Maybe.
I think it's supposed to be pretty nice.
Okay. I mean, I trust you.
Yeah.
So you put him out.
Put him out there long, but I think no.
No,
I don't want it.
Yeah, I guess if you've gotten this long, what do you think you're going to get out of it? Putting him in for a couple of series, he's not going to get anything out of it anyway, except you're risking his ass.
I used to love the preseason. I loved the preseason when I was a kid because you get all these great stories. You know, guy was working at FedEx, now he gets an opportunity. Right. He's going to make the team. Mm-hmm. Every second that Josh Allen is in a preseason game, I want to throw up. Every single second. And when I popped that game on Saturday night and I saw Mitch Trubisky take that first snap, I'm telling you, I have not been that happy in months.
All right.
And I don't know if that's an indictment on my wife and family, but it's how I felt. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. So would you would start him?
No. I mean, based on what you just said, why would you? Yeah. What are you going to get out of it, even if he plays a quarter? Is that going to make a difference in the season?
Hold on, because we were talking, I forget who we were talking to last week, where we brought up, you know, they weren't playing well in the preseason last year, and I said everything was okay, and you were like, no, they went out laid an egg against the Jets, and you're
I would think this is less about Josh Allen, more about just getting the receivers used to Josh. I mean, I don't think Josh Allen needs to be out there, to your point. Like, the guy knows what he's doing, but you have all these new guys that he's going to be throwing to. I would just think, like, to try to build up that chemistry as much as possible, he plays a little bit.
All right. Now, I don't want to alarm anybody. Going along the line of Kimmy's point here. In two preseason games, the Bills have yet to score a touchdown.
Okay. True.
33-6.
Tyler Bass, MVP.
He has not missed a field goal yet, which is good.
And he's kind of shaky, right? Because they were talking about that.
He was towards the end of last season in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, by the way, it wasn't all bad as we're talking about this 9-3 Bills barn burner in Pittsburgh. By the way, won both halves of betting on FanDuel.
Look at you.
Reached the point I'm betting on preseason football.
Ooh, that's fun.
That's a little desperate, but great.
Well, we got one. So
just getting warmed up.
Stupid. The defense looked great on Saturday night.
Right.
Specifically, Greg Russo.
Yeah, he was everywhere.
Groot. He was on the field for 7 pass plays, and he got a sack on 3 of them.
Yeah, he was all over.
Domination, man.
Very good.
And like we said, Bills kicker Tyler Bass went 3-for-3 in bad weather. But the best story of the evening on Saturday may have been Bills linebacker Joe Andreessen.
Got to root for that guy.
Joe Andreessen?
Have you heard of him?
I have not.
Okay, so he went to high school in Buffalo. And he grew up a Bills diehard. Mm. He played his last year of college football last season at the University of Buffalo.
Oh.
He was brought in during rookie minicamp as essentially an extra body, and they gave him a tryout. And he impressed enough where they brought him to training camp.
Okay.
And thanks to injuries and the worry of injury we just brought up.
Look, for sure.
He played essentially the entire game.
Yeah.
And?
Small school kid. No one wanted him as an undrafted free agent. He was all over the field all night long.
Oh.
He looked like he belonged. I mean, look.
Kid's hungry.
A couple of months ago, well, which is weird because his mom's house is right down the street.
Yeah, you would think she'd see them.
There was no way this kid was making this team a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's still a long shot,
yeah.
But he could very well be a member of this practice squad, get a chance to get better and make this team down the road.
It's a great story for the town.
Playing for your favorite team.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. That's so rare to end up in the same city you grew up in as a fan of that team.
Like, I know, like, it's incomprehensible for most of us listening,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of lack of talent. But, like, I don't think I'd be able to do it just because, like, when I looked down and I saw the uniform, I'd be, oh, this is so cool. Like, I'd be distracted.
You'd get overwhelmed with yourself.
I'd be distracted by my pants all night long. Look how blue the pants are in prison. Check them out.
Imagine when they, like, present you with the helmet.
Outside of, like, somebody like Pete Rose, has that ever happened?
Oh, yeah, it happens.
Like, where you grew up. And you played in your whole... I mean, he was a star, obviously, but I mean, like, it's got to be super rare.
Naaman Roosevelt, wide receiver for the Bills about 15 years ago, he did the same thing.
There's Buffalo kid.
Yeah, there's been a couple of Buffalo kids that end up
in
there.
In bigger cities, I would imagine it happens more often.
And it happens with the Sabres all the time. Guy we had in here, Patrick Coletta, grew up in Buffalo, drafted by the Sabres.
Right.
I mean, it happens a lot. It's more than you'd think.
All right.
But, like, it has to be harder on him to make this roster. And I think that's what makes what he did on Saturday night so amazing. Only because the rest of the young guys fighting to make this team can just show up to work. Make it a job for him, right? He's got a dream scenario that he has to now focus on not getting caught up in. He's got friends and family at every single game, right? Because these preseason games could be the only ones he ever wears a uniform, right? And you have to be distracted yourself, standing on the sidelines, looking up at the Jumbotron, right? Josh Allen was the quarterback for the Bills when he was in high school. You're now sharing a sideline with him.
Yeah, that's true. Guys that you watched growing up.
You were 15 years old walking into that stadium to watch McDermott in his first season.
Yeah.
And now he's your boss.
Yeah, it's going to blow you away. But at least if nothing else happens, man, you have that memory.
Okay, see, that's loser talk right there. That's,
I don't know. Really good at it. I don't know if that would mess with you more because you were almost there.
But,
or if you just never did it at all.
But 20 years from now, you run TV in an NFL game, even if it was preseason.
Yeah,
you had
local TV, though. Local broadcast.
No, but it was also carried on the NFL Network.
Not locally, though, because it was all on the local broadcast.
See, it's guys like you to ruin the experience.
No, but here's the thing. Look, I'm with you. I'm with you.
You didn't sound like it.
Well, no, because like we don't think we can make the NFL.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we can.
Okay, so like just getting to that point would be like awesome.
It's insane.
For a guy who has that dream and believes he can do it, Kimmy's right. It would be more cruel to get that close, especially with the game he had on Saturday night. He feels like he can play in the league.
So you're saying it's going to haunt him now for the rest of his life if he doesn't make it.
It would haunt me.
Yeah, because think about it. How could you ever go to a game as a fan again?
Good call.
I wouldn't be able to. I think I would just be done with football forever. Because, again, it would just be weird. Like, I was once on that field, and now nobody cares about me. You know what I mean? Now I'm just, I have to buy a seat.
So it's torture.
I don't know. I think
it
would be for me.
Unless he makes this roster or makes the practice squad. Do you live with your mom if you make the practice squad?
Where else are you going to go?
I don't know. You can get your own apartment.
Yeah, but how much do you get paid on a practice squad?
Six figures, like 150.
Yeah, I'm moving out, six figures.
You want to Google it? It might even be two. You want to Google what the
like
practice
minimum
squad is?
Practice squad?
Rookie minimum practice squad.
$200,000.
It might be. Yeah, the NFL makes a lot of money. Don't know if you saw.
I didn't think like the schlubs got that.
Yeah.
I know Schlubby kid gets 200
grand. But it's week by week, so you could be released from the practice squad, and then your paychecks are gone. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you're locked in for guaranteed.
You don't get it for the year.
What is it?
The minimum salary for a practice squad player in 2020 was $8,400 per week, which totals to $142,000 and then some for 17 weeks.
So every year you're in the league, the minimum goes up.
Sure.
So like there are guys that are making $500,000 on NFL practice squad.
Just itching their ass.
Well, I mean, you're getting the team ready and you're there.
You're, bro, but
I mean, you're still
ain't
putting
doing
your body out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Come on.
What?
I mean, that's sweet bread,
no,
man.
It
for
is.
Just being jerk side guy.
Okay, but let's look at what happened with Buffalo the last couple of years. Like, for example, as the Bills were going to the playoffs, they had to bring on several guys from the practice squad. Hey, by the way.
I was going to say, there's a more updated number here. As of last year, it was $12,000 per week, which is about $216,000 for 18 weeks.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
If I'm on the practice squad.
Yeah.
And then I get called up because somebody got injured.
Yes.
And then I start playing. Let's say I play four games.
Mm-hmm.
Do I get a raise?
Yeah, you get
as
every
a starter.
Every game you play that week, you get the league minimum.
So then I'm a starter.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, not a starter, but
you, well, I get a nice bump.
You're on the roster.
So you got to be praying for injuries.
That's a good question.
Ooh. Well, how could you not? Because you get your spot.
But then you also, like, let's look what happened with the playoff game, right? Like, you brought up a bunch of guys that were on the practice squad all season. Here's your opportunity against the greatest quarterback
maybe that's ever lived
on national television in primetime. Go.
But I'm also thinking I'm getting this.
Yes, yeah, but that could be the only this you get because you, screw it up. You just got thrown out into the wolves and maybe
you
weren't ready.
That's the gig, right?
Man.
Take the money.
All right, the Bills' final preseason game this coming Saturday against Carolina Panthers, the annual Panthers game. And please no Josh. Please no Josh.
All right.
No Josh.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.